A Deputy Minister of Energy, Nusa Fuseini, has attributed the frequent shortage of LPG in the country to the high patronage of the product by commercial drivers. He said government will therefore have to put up more storage facilities to store large quantities to address the problem. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
Many other users that come on board, especially the taxi drivers or commercial vehicles. When a residential user buys his gas, he uses it for a minimum of 20 days. When a taxi driver fills it, the same cylinder, he uses it for a day. And so the pressure, whereas the tanks and storage facilities were intended to promote the use of LPG in our home, now the pressure has exacerbated. It means that we have to put up more storage facilities and have to deal with the situation where every time the gas comes in, the commercial drivers will go and queue up and buy all the gas to the special users who are the initial reason why the policy was even introduced from accessing the gas. And that is what we are doing. Gas comes in, but it comes in and it cannot survive the demand.
Mr. Fuseini said government, in a bid to halt the trend, has directed the Driver, Vehicle and Licensing Authority not to license vehicles that are converted from petrol to gas.
We have told the DVA not to register cars or license cars that have been converted within the country. And somehow, the cars continue to be converted because it's terribly dangerous.
You realize that most of these owners do their conversion after the registration of the cars.
Yes, but every year you have to go and renew the registration. And every year they have to inspect, and you ought to have had permit in the first instance before converting your car to run on gas.
And has the DVLA started enforcing that directive?
That is the difficulty there. Not even assistance has to ensure that we discourage people from doing that.
On the rising prices of crude oil on international markets and its impact on the economy, the minister had this to say.
Ghana government has always said that it will watch closely the situation. Government has put in place mechanisms to mitigate the high rise of prices on the domestic market. That is why, since the government came into power, it has been using other financial instruments and mechanisms to ensure that we don't necessarily go by what is pertaining on the crude, international crude market. I'm talking presently in terms of the hedging policy. We have benefited tremendously so far from the policy that we are pursuing, from buying aforehand crude that will be required, petroleum products that will be required for consumption in Ghana at a determined price. We will continue to watch the situation and determine when it is appropriate to pass on a certain portion of the world price onto the domestic market.
Are you not accumulating another tall debt?
Presently, we are not.
That was the Deputy Minister of Energy, Inusa Fuseini, in that interview with Ibrahim Kwating.